Hey, it's me, Allie. I look different, huh? Do we like it? Do we not like it? Who cares what you think? I don't know how I feel about it, but it's not exactly what I had in mind, you know? For those of you listening and not watching, I have dyed my hair. How would I describe this? It's not blonde, I'll tell you that. It's not light or blonde. It's maybe like a copper butterscotch. Gingery. It's not what I thought. I'll be straight up about that. I thought it was going to be more of like more dark, more depth, more, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like I feel like I have the same hair color as like a cat that's left on the street. But yeah, I did my hair. That was fun. I went to the salon. They held one of those temperature guns up to my head. I was perfect. 98 degrees, baby. I was nervous, though, to be honest. Imagine getting so excited to finally get your hair done after 3 months, showing up and finding out you got the motherfucking virus. Oops, I cussed. Guess what's not getting recommended in your watch next videos? Because Allie had to use her filthy potty mouth within the first few minutes of the episode. You know what? Fuck YouTube. Fuck the system. This is resting bitch, bitch. This is my podcast. Why is bitch a bad word? Let the children know what the fuck is up. I'm not censoring myself anymore. Those days are long gone, okay? Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, children. This is real life. And I'm a brunette now. I say what the fuck I want. It is weird. I kind of like it. I haven't had like not blonde hair in forever. So it's exciting. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's something about blonde that's exciting and risky. Brunette can be so, I don't know. But then if you're brunette, there's like different personalities. Like if you're blonde, you're like crazy and hot, and not that brunettes aren't hot, because they are, but it's more of like I like to have picnics at the park type of hot way, you know? Blondes are like, I'll ride a bull at a Western themed restaurant in a skirt with no underwear. You know, it's a different kind. It's a juvenile kind of, you know, playfulness with the blonde. With brunette, it's very maternal in a way. I don't know why I think that, but I think that there's some truth behind that. I think blonde is like flirty and fun and spontaneous. And then brunette is like, I will have your children and I will raise them. I don't know. Maybe that's where I'm at in my life now, though. I don't know. Honestly, if enough people tell me to go back to blonde, I'll do it. But if enough people are like, I think you look great, stay brunette, I'll probably do that. I'm very easily swayed. I hope the lighting on this episode looks good. We're just trying out some new things around here, okay? There's a lot of pieces that are being, you know, we're a growing podcast. It's been almost, I think next week is a year. Or technically, I think this week is a year. Because we skipped one episode. So I think technically this week, because there's 52 weeks in a year, this episode will be 51, but we've only skipped one episode. So technically this should be episode 52, which would mean it's been a year. How should we celebrate? Yeah, I don't know either. We'll celebrate it 5 years if you're still around. I threaten Anthony with his job, his free internship job. I don't even threaten it. You just think that if I like ask you a question about the pod, you're like, are you firing me? I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm asking you a question. I wish I did know how to do this on my own, though. Not because I don't want you here, but because if I'm like in Arizona or something, it would be nice to have like an episode that I could just do on my own. And I'm sure it would be very easy for me to learn. But there's something that I know about myself. If we've learned anything from the Chappelle episode, I say I want to do a lot of things, but do I? No. I don't want to journal every morning. I don't want to learn how to do my own podcast. In a way, I think of it not as lazy or as unproductive, but as helping the community. If it's just me, then what's Anthony going to do? Continue to work at a bar in Corona? Yeah. And with me, what does he get to do? Work at a bar in Corona and produce a podcast that's growing. Do you think eventually you would quit the bar job? Yeah. If this was popping off? Yeah, well, guys, tell your friends to listen to the pod. Poor Anthony drives like an hour away to work at a country club bar with losers. I don't know if they're losers. They're probably cool people, but some of them are. Yeah, you get a mix at a golf club. But yeah, that would be sick, you know? Then we'd figure out lighting and stuff. We'd have free time to figure out lighting and audio. Who knows what could happen if more people listened to this podcast and gave me money that I could spread down. Also, quick shout out to Tom Bosco. He's behind the scenes. He lives all the way in motherfucking Chicago. And he's the one who makes the clips for this podcast. And they're so funny. And he's so great. He also does clips for one of my other favorite podcasts. I turned a lot of people... Well, one person messaged me about it. But I imagine there's others who didn't message me about it. But when I talked about Rick Glassman's podcast, Take Your Shoes Off, I think that's such a good podcast. There's another one I really enjoy called... Podcast But Outside. And Tom also helps them with their stuff. And that's such a funny... No, Tom doesn't do Rick's, but another one of my favorite podcasts, Tom happens to also help with mine and theirs, and Mike Falzone's. Anyway, Tom's nice, makes great stuff, but the podcast But Outside is great because they just literally interview random people on the street, and it's so funny, it's so silly, and they have like a very loyal fan base. It's rad. They have like a very niche. I don't know how long they've been around, but this isn't about them. It's about me and my growing 1 year podcast. Don't Google their podcast right now. Look at me, Anthony. I need to be looked at. I need to feel appreciated. I have low self-esteem. I was watching the Epstein doc. Did you watch it? I finally watched it. You watched, was it too hard for you to watch? Imagine what it's like to be a young female at his homes. It was boring.
I mean, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit. Yeah.
I feel like in some way by watching it, you're like
supporting. Anthony thinks that by watching it, you're supporting. No, I think by watching it to completion, till your eyes come, you realize how sticky of a web that sex trafficking is. So many people are involved. So many people like at the who like run shit in this country. I mean, it's mostly about what he did, how he like it was pretty much he had like a pyramid scheme for molestation. What's that protein powder or whatever that people sell? And they what's the thing that people... No, not Nutrisystem. What's the one? The pyramid scheme. Will you Google it? Can you be my Jamie Vernon for a second? Look up Google pyramid scheme. The one that people get their friends to like...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Herbalife. He's like the Herbalife of molestation. He like gets one person to come give him a massage and then he's like, tell your friends they could get money too. And then the friends do it and then they get their friends. And then all of a sudden he has like four different public schools worth of 17-year-old massage therapists. Okay, here's the thing. I've been getting massages since I was in the sixth grade. I'm a spoiled brat. It was covered through my parents' health insurance. I don't know if it was illegal or not. Don't say anything. It wasn't illegal because it was through physical therapy and it's kind of a loophole. If you get a massage through a physical therapist's office or a chiropractor, it's covered through our insurance because my parents have really good like union insurance. Anyway, so I've been getting massages since I was in like the sixth grade. Never in my life would I want a 17-year-old weak child to give me a massage. When I was in the sixth grade, how old was I? Like 11? I'd be like, give me the strongest man to fucking knead into. I don't even think I had knots at that point in my life. My life was good. It was simple. But what a, you know he's sick when he's asking them to massage. They don't even know how to massage. That's what bothers me. Have them do something, you know, braid your hair. I don't know. What was I doing at 17? Not much. Have a kickback, you know? Try to become a DJ. Like, these are the things that you do at 17. Whatever. It was disgusting. It was gross. But it's scary because this dude is so powerful. And all the girls are like, he was so powerful. And there was like no way that they would ever, that they thought that they would ever be able to speak out against him. And I feel like people are listening and they're going, are you alluding to D'Elia in any way? No, right now I'm just talking about Epstein, okay? I'm not talking about the D-dog. It was so funny though. The funniest thing was the pedophilia, but the philia had an apostrophe like D'Elia. That's the funniest. People are clever, you know? I don't want to hear what he wrote. I don't want to hear what he wrote. I don't fuck with him at this moment. It was interesting to see how other comedians responded to the Chris D'Elia. I don't even want to call them rumors because there's cold, hard proof that he was hitting up underage girls. D'Elia. And yeah, some comics had some real bold stances about it, being like, I don't know, give me proof and I'll give money. And it's like, there's literally so much. What do you mean, was he one of them? Yeah, he was just tweeting dumb shit about it. Yeah. Yeah, no, people were just like tweeting dumb shit, but it's always like people that you think are going to be tweeting dumb shit, you know? Like, I wouldn't expect like a smart and eloquent take from that guy, you know? Yeah. Oh, Anthony, you can't say that. I'm so good. See, sometimes I'm glad you don't have a microphone. Did you see that online or did you just make that up? That's so inappropriate. Wait, did someone say that? No, I don't know. I was wondering if you saw that someone said that. Anthony made a nasty joke. Anyway, moving on from that, back to Epstein. That shit was crazy. And here's the thing. Epstein was like a good looking dude. He was like a hot, like Jewish old guy. So, yeah, I think he was pretty good looking. No, I think he was pretty good looking. I mean, don't get me wrong, awful guy. Don't support him in any way, but pretty good looking dude, you know. There's a lot of ugly sex traffickers, I imagine. And that lady was just like all down for it too. Alon Maxwell or something. It's all fucked up. And now I'm debating. I'm like, do I want to put that all on the Patreon instead of? Maybe. Maybe. I know. I know. Maybe. I would just feel more comfortable rather than having like public opinion on it. I'd rather keep it more private, my thoughts on it. But then am I part of the problem of being silent? You're right. Yeah. Where my opinion belongs. Okay, great. Yeah. Let's put that all. Because I'll be talking about Epstein and then I verge off into D'Elia. And then everyone's like, what does she say about it? But it's all on Patreon. Ha 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 ha. What a perv. Yeah, it sucks. And here's the other thing that sucks about it. Wow, this is like an all Patreon episode. Whatever. Here's the other thing that sucks about it. There's so many loser, unsuccessful, wannabe, pro, but not amateur, loser-ass comics who are gross all over. And here's the thing. It happens in, it's not just comedy. It's happening at McDonald's. It's happening at Trader Joe's. It's happening at the fucking movie theater in Louisiana. It's happening everywhere, you know? It's not just comedy. Okay, now what do I want to talk about? Back to Epstein. Here's the moment I go back to Epstein. Yeah, I just watched the whole thing. I finally got around to it. It is crazy. Yeah, there's probably a lot of other creepy ass, sketchy ass people on who know stuff. He didn't kill himself. That's crazy. That's crazy. No, he did not kill himself. He had everyone's names, and those goddamn pedos were like, we need to keep fucking young girls. It's crazy. There's so much dark shit happening. I was watching some, there's some celebrity lady who did some like public conference, and she was talking about sex trafficking. It was at some like women's conference. You could find it on YouTube. But she was talking about sex trafficking. I think it was a, oh man, I forget. Anyway, it's crazy how much sex is being trafficked. There's a fucking crisis in Yemen. People are dying in Yemen left and right. There's a huge famine and humanitarian crisis. The world's on fire. People keep messaging me. They're like, the world's on fire. It's always been on fire. It's always been on fire. I was watching, oh, another thing that I watched. It's a fun title for a Netflix doc. It's called Tricky Dick and the Man in Black. I think that's what it's called. I just know that if you type in Tricky Dick, it'll pop up. Which you always, it's fun to type in Tricky Dick and see what pops up. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, but always tricky. So it's about Nixon and Johnny Cash. And it is crazy. This came out in 2018. And like the same shit is happening back then than what's happening now. It's like this has always been happening. We just have never experienced this. So this is new. But I guarantee when I'm my mom's age, some shit's going to go down. Greta Thunberg's going to be of age, you know. And shit's going to be going down more, and I'm gonna have like some weird trauma from 2020 that's gonna like come back, you know. But it's just, it's wild, you know. Nixon, it's interesting. I feel like I learned a lot from, I mean, I also love Johnny Cash. What a cool fucking guy. Was Johnny Cash a bad guy? Well, so Nixon was president. The Vietnam War was happening for no motherfucking reason. They're like, we got to prevent communism spreading. And it's like, well, you're the president. Just don't be a communist and it won't spread over. Like, you think that enough people are going to be like, oh, I heard in Vietnam they do communism. Like, I mean, I still need to do more research because I'm just, I really don't know much about it. But we were in Vietnam, and then we were fucking bombing for zero reason. Like, some border, there's another place. What is it, like, some random country that's, like, right next that borders Vietnam. And we were not involved with them in any way, but we were just, like, bombing them, I guess, for shits and giggles. Pew, pew, pew. And people were against it. And that's when it became political. And I think that's kind of the moment where Republican and Democrat were like very like, we stand for this and we stand for this. And like, you know, that's when everything became political. But I think this was like only in the fucking 50s, dude. My mom was born in my parents were born in the 50s. Like, they were alive when that was happening. But Johnny Cash, he was a country singer, you know, and a lot of the country singers are, you know, real American patriots. But he was like, I support the guys who are at the war, but I don't support this motherfucking war because there's some shady shit going on. And it turns out there was shady shit going on. And I think that's when the distrust in the government began, because it was being broadcast and Nixon came out and like pretty much admitted that there was no reason for them to be bombing these innocent people. crazy. Now there's like zero trust in the government. Zero. That's why conspiracies are popular, because how are you supposed to believe the government? There's been so many lies. Bill Clinton was on Epstein's plane. Trump was best friends with the guy. Everyone's a horny, pervert, nasty, lying.
That's the shit that's really crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, politicians, it's all these people who get into things for power because they feel weak and like small little boys, and they need this certain job to make them feel like they can do anything they want. And guess what? They fucking can. And because of the Epstein fucking getting murdered in jail, there's no justice, there's no takedown, there's no consequences, and it will continue. This episode is deep, it's dark, it's profound, and I'm a journalist now. And I'm fake news, because not much of this is being backed up, but I'm pretty sure I'm kind of accurate. But this is the thing, I'm bringing up topics and I'm saying, why don't you check it out for yourself? And I think that that's what news should be. Hey, I'll bring something up which is interesting, and then you figure it out, whatever. So I'm sure I'll say something funny on this episode. We'll see. What was I talking about, though? Oh, Johnny Cash and Nixon. I've loved Johnny Cash ever since he was Joaquin Phoenix. That's my favorite Johnny Cash. The actor Joaquin Phoenix playing him. Because I was young when that movie came out, Walk the Line. When did that come out? 2008? 2005? Can you Google it? Okay. I'm going to say 2006. 5, 4, 3. Walk the Line. Joaquin Phoenix. 2005. Came out 2005. Yes. Oh my God. So I watched that movie with my dad. It became like our favorite movie. It's so good. You get to know so much about Johnny Cash, but not what's in this Nixon Johnny doc. You learn a whole, it's more of like a time period era thing. But you do learn a lot about Johnny and Nixon from it. So I watched this movie with my dad. It became our favorite movie. We got the Greatest Hits soundtrack. We would sing songs together. I'd be June. He'd be Johnny. It's not weird, okay? It was just for harmony's sake. Dun, 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 dun. It's so good. I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. Johnny Cash is so sick. And I like him so much. I mean, RIP to the man. But his life is crazy. His little brother fucking died. His best friend, his little brother. I mean, Anthony relates. Sorry. It's always awkward when you know someone's like family member has died and then you bring up other. Ugh. It's like on Father's Day when you like tell your friend happy Father's Day and they're like, he's dead. And you're like, that's not my fault. I mean, well, you're like Johnny Cash. No, but I mean, maybe it'll make you feel better. Anthony's whole family listens to this. I'm sorry, Chassie. Chasey, fuck. God damn it. I'm failing. This is going downhill. Anyway, Johnny Cash and Nixon. So Nixon's doing all this crazy shit, and he's realizing, because he's like, oh, we're going to pull out of the war. And everyone's like, okay. And then he's like, but I'm going to get Johnny Cash to perform at the White House to get these country-ass Americans on Team Nixon. Because if I get these country folk on Team Nixon, then I can win everyone over. The youth. Because the youth like Johnny. You have to watch the fucking thing, because I'm pretty much recapping it. But then he performs. And I want to pretty much just do a whole synopsis. This is becoming a movie review, documentary review pod. Whatever, I'm doing it. Those videos on YouTube are successful. The guys who review, yeah, whatever. That's what I'm doing now. This is my new lane. I've been doing this for a year and I finally figured it out. I review documentaries. So Nixon has the audacity. He was from California. Nixon. Yeah. Anyway, there's literally a firework just went off. It is noon. It's 12:40. It's noon. Wow. So Nixon has the audacity to ask Johnny to play these two songs, and both are about like the poor South. And it's almost like if someone else were to say play those songs who wasn't from where Johnny's from and had the experiences Johnny's had, it's like offensive to be like, play the song about, you know, there's a song called Welfare Cadillac, whatever. Anyway, I'm so bad at reviewing the movies. I just get fired up and then... So he performs, but he chooses two songs that pretty much say, fuck you, fuck your war. You know, what's the point of war? Let's celebrate these kids coming up who are going to be the future. How does it end? He does the show and then they're like, and that was it. But Johnny fought for a lot of people. I'm malfunctioning. Normally I'm like, I've had too much cold brew. And I'm like, I have not had enough. But I did have two sausage McMuffins with egg this morning. I've been on a McDonald's kick. I think once you start gaining weight, you go, you know what? I'll ride this out. Let's see where this journey goes. Because you gain weight and you're like, I don't hate myself anymore. Like, I'll just keep going, you know? I used to think like, oh, I wonder how I would feel if I was like 20 pounds lighter. Probably the motherfucking same. I keep saying motherfucking this whole episode. Sometimes it just rolls off the tongue. It adds to the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah, so I watched that doc. Real good, but it's interesting. It kind of makes you feel somewhat hopeful, but also kind of somewhat sad that not much has changed since. What's up with... There, literally, three fireworks have gone off. What are they doing? What are they celebrating?
I don't know, but every night on my way home from work, it's like 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, they all light off the fireworks at night. Where is everyone getting these fireworks?
I don't know
either. Anyway, I hope I look cute in this episode at least. If I'm not going to be funny, I hope I look cute. It's so important to me. Yeah, I watched the documentary. I watched it when I was in Arizona. I got to do some shows this weekend. I got to headline. And it was so fun. But in Arizona, they started requiring everyone to wear masks. And so when people walked into the comedy club, they gave everyone masks at the door. But then, you know, everyone's ordering food. And that's like the loophole to masks. If you're eating, you don't have to wear one. So everyone's just snacking it up at the comedy show. No masks. I personally don't care. There are some people who wore them the whole time. I don't mind. I think that's great. My new joke that I wrote on this podcast about masks being like condoms kills. It was crazy. It got like literally applause breaks every time I did the joke. I'd be like, you know, I don't mind wearing masks. I think it's cool, you know, whatever. But I finally think I understand like why guys don't wear condoms. I'm like, you know, I mean, I have a mask, but like I got tested 2 weeks ago. I'm clean. I trust you. It just doesn't feel the same. I think I'm allergic to masks. Killed. People loved it. It was so fun doing shows again. And I was scared because I was doing like 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And I was like, I'm going to be so bad. And it was honestly, I think, the best headlining sets that I've done. And I'm not even saying that to like gas myself up. I genuinely was expecting it to be awful. And it was so good. I might even put some clips online.
You have recorded?
Yeah, they recorded most of my sets. So I'm having my friend clip it up. We'll see. We will see. Talked about Karens, how it's a terrible time to be named Karen. What else should I talk about? Oh, I also talked about how people say, you know, the next generation of kids will be the future and how that's what they said about me and I'm just getting my ass eaten from guys on Tinder. You know, I'm not changing the world. I'm playing Russian roulette with STDs, you know? I haven't gotten one yet. What a weird episode, my guy. I don't know. What did I expect? It was not. It was crazy, though, because I was literally just in Arizona last weekend. I was on like a romantic getaway with my friend. I thought maybe it was going to turn horny and sexual, but it didn't. I was like, okay, so we are just friends. Like, this is weird. Anytime I'm friends with a guy and it's like a good, healthy friendship, I'm like, we should be married. And I don't know, maybe we're just friends, but whatever. If he had made a move, I don't know. But I was just, we went horseback riding. How romantic is that? You don't go horseback riding with a friend. So anyway, I had to get dick down before this upcoming Arizona trip because there's too much tension built up. Did I enjoy it? Kind of, I guess. I never said about his hat. That was on the Patreon part. But he was wearing a hat in all of his profile pictures, this guy that I hooked up with. Yeah. And that typically means they don't really have hair. Typically. Or they're balding. They have some hair, but it's, you know, going away. Just commit to shaving it all off, you know. It's sad when you see the guys just holding on till the end. Let it go. Be free. Be a free man. Embrace yourself. It's not a flaw. Maybe it can be your biggest asset. You have no idea what the future holds with no hair. If there's any boys listening to this, any men listening to this with, you know, a failing follicle system on your head, take a picture of you at this moment listening to the pod. And then take a picture about 5 minutes later when you've shaved off all your hair and send it to me. And I'll repost it. And I believe in you. And I think you're beautiful no matter what. But stop wearing the hats. You're not fooling anyone. It's going to come off at some point. And then I have to pretend to not be surprised. So this guy, I meet up with him. He's wearing a hat just like the photos. Not a catfish at all. Still wearing the hat from the photos. And then we get down to business slowly but surely. Eventually he takes the hat off and, you know, it's all thin and stuff. And he's like, sorry, I have quarantine hair. I'm like, no, bitch, you have no hair. But it was good stuff. It was good stuff. It was fine. I think the idea of getting dick down is much more exciting than the actual process of getting dick down. And I think that that might just be my unique experience with having not had an orgasm yet. People ask. They want follow-up. Still hasn't happened. Don't worry. I'm still having a good time out here in these streets. Just raw dogging life. White-knuckling it. I'm still having fun, okay? But yeah, I don't know if that's just my personal experience, but it's just the idea is more exciting. And then you go and, you know, you're in their office space. You're in his office space that he also lives in. And, you know, whatever. I do want to hook up with an old guy, like old, like real old. Just like once, you know, like just a one time thing. Like, I just am curious what it would be like to hook up with like a senior citizen. Like, I don't know. It would just, you know, you can only. I don't care what they have to take to get hard. But if it can be done, I want to try, you know, it would make the rest of their life, which is probably just a couple more years. What? How does that contradict everything I've said? How does that contradict? I'm 24. If I'm hooking up with a 70-year-old, that's so fine. I'm not using anything over him being like, oh, you want your youth back? Maybe you'll get it through my juicy coochie. No. That's a mutual exchange with two... I mean, unless they have fucking dementia, unless they're not in the right mind frame, yeah, that's inappropriate. But I'm talking about a clear-headed, not Joe Biden-ass old guy. You know, there's plenty. When I was in Arizona, I went to this jeweler. There was this guy. I got these. I'm all iced out now. And the guy working there was like 85. He was with it. He had a wife, but he probably would have left her for me for one night. Whatever. No, he had like an antique shop with all these jewels. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a jeweler. Oh my God. I should open a jewel store, a vape shop that's called Jeweler. Jewelry. Jewels. Yeah. What else do I want to talk about? The little girl I watch or used to watch. Fuck you, COVID, for taking away my child. I practically birthed her. She just turned 2. That means I've been watching her, or was watching her, for like over a year. Because when I first started, she was 11 months old. And now she's 2. And she talks to me. That's so crazy. When you're with a baby who, like, you have to clean up their shit and they just cry and they don't say anything. They don't say, I love you. And then all of a sudden, 3 months after lockdown, you see them and they're like, Allie! I want to have a baby. I need my Patreon to go up so I can have a child. Will you guys support my... Instead of my Patreon for podcasts, I'm just going to have, like, you guys all be the co-parents of this child. I'm going to meet up with the guy from the dating app who I got dicked down by. Get pregnant. And then you guys will all help financially contribute to my baby. What else do I have to say? What else did I do? When I went to Arizona, so I got to headline at the Tempe Improv, and they just treat you so good out there. I think I've talked about this before when I've been there in the past, but they pick you up from the airport in a big black car. No better feeling. No better feeling. My car battery died like twice over the week. I was pissed. I was so mad. But it wasn't even the battery. It was like some light switch was disconnected. So the light was just like running and draining the battery. And then I was complaining to my dad about it. My dad's like, Allie, if that's your biggest issue with your car, be grateful. And I was like, you're right. Larry, just spin the truth. Father's Day was this weekend. Didn't hang out with my dad because I was in Arizona. Whatever. He abandoned me. He didn't. I think he was around for the most part, but emotionally abandoned. No, he's a cool dude. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Oh, yeah, we do have to. Anthony has to go to work, his other job. Just quit your job. Let's take this to the next level. Help Anthony. Okay, help me. Help Anthony. Yeah, I think that's the episode. Yeah, I think so. But we're only doing that stuff with the Patreon.
We're at an hour and 6.
Okay, and like 30 or 40 of that was... Oh, okay. If you want to hear the whole thing, subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/AllieMakofsky. I deleted my Twitter because I don't use it that much. I'll probably be back on it, but it was just bothering me. Everyone's getting canceled. I don't need to look into it any further, you know? I'm done watching people fall from grace. But yeah, no, I just deleted my Twitter. But I'm on Instagram @Resting Bee Pod. I have my second Zoom hangout with the top tier Patreons. We're all going to kick it on Zoom tomorrow, so I'll let you know how that goes next week. What else? Like, subscribe, rate, review, leave funny comments. Don't be a hater in the comments. It looks bad. It looks stupid. You look dumb. I feel bad for you. That's mean of me to say, but whatever. Leave funny comments because you guys are funny. You say some funny stuff, so leave funny comments so I can read them when I'm bored. And I love you. Stay safe. Be somewhat nice, you know. You don't have to... Just don't actively be a dick, you know. be somewhat nice, and I think we'll be all right. And I don't think the world is burning, you know? I think we all have these mini fire extinguishers that we can put out these small fires that we see. And that's pretty powerful. Anyway, I'll be back next week, and I'm sure I'll have some funnier stuff to say. I don't know. I'm sure this was funny. Why am I doubting myself? Oh my God. Can the outro music be Elon Musk's song, Don't Doubt Your Vibe? You know, he made an EDM track. Check it out. But I'm going to listen to it after this and get some confidence, get some cold brew, burn my Life Rips hoodies, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Don't be a creepy perv. Have a good day.